buddy of mine decided that we'd go fishing one time. So we drove to the lake with my brand new bass boat. I brought the fishing poles, the pork and beans, the saltine crackers and the canned sardines, and Harold brought all the booze one man could tote. While I loaded the boat and filled the tank and tried to get that motor to crank, Harold just sat there sipping on a long neck beer. While I was steering the boat and tying the plugs, he was drinking moonshine straight from the jug. He was singing Melancholy Baby when we left the pier. Whoa. Never go fishing with a man who has been drinking, 'cause things just might not work out like you wish. Just leave that fool at home to drink. He was just as happy fishing in the kitchen sink. Don't go near the water with a man too drunk to fish. While I was concentrating, perfecting my cast, hoping to land a trophy bass, and Harold was having trouble trying to find the lake. And laying there beside him at his feet was an anchor line coiled up real neat. Harold saw it, went white as a ghost, and hollered, "Snake!" Well, he jumped straight up and began to yell. I said, "Sit down, Harold, and behave yourself. Can't you see that ain't nothing but a piece of rope?" But he was scared to death, plumb out of his mind, trying not to get bit by that anchor line. And he grabbed my shotgun, blew a hole in the bottom of the boat. Harold! Never go fishing with a man who has been drinking, 'cause things just might not work out like you wish. Just leave that fool at home to drink. He just had to fishing in the kitchen sink. Don't go the water with a man too drunk to fish. Now, too drunk to fish is too drunk to swim, so I was dog paddling and dragging him, and finally made it to a little sandbar just big enough for two. And it was way after dark when that helicopter came with that big searchlight calling our names, and Harold looked up at the sky and said, "Lord, is that you?" And then he knelt there in that heavenly glow and said, "Lord, you know I ain't ready to go, so if you pass me by tonight, oh, I will reform." And then they threw down a raft and I paddled us home, and he never touched a drop from that moment on. You know the Lord works in mysterious ways, his miracles to perform. Never go fishing with a man who has been drinking, 'cause things just might not work out like you wish. Just leave that fool at home to drink. He'd be just as happy fishing in the kitchen sink. Don't go near the water with a man too drunk to fish. Don't go near the water with a man too drunk.